What do you call cornbread if it's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake. Oh, that's good. I love that. I've been planning to cook churn on. All the grandchildren.
Oh, is that?
All the one of them I haven't met.
Is that their favorite?
No, they have never seen it.
Oh.
They've never seen that.
Well.
They've never seen that.
You'll have to show them.
I'll have to show them.
I don't think I've ever seen it either.
You wash it after you cook it.
Really?
Wash it after you cook it. I've been in cooking. I got one big fireplace. And I've been saying I'm cooking. Which one? I just got one fireplace. The other one's got a gas in all the rooms. But one fireplace of that. I was going to cook that for you.
Oh, I hope you will.
I'm
cooking. Great.
And you have to cook it. I have to wash it. But I have cooked one in a little while. Years, many years ago. I just cooked it. It's just a short. And this last group of grandchildren, they have never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let them see that.
Good. Well, how do you wash it?
Put it in a pan, and when it gets done, you put it in a pan, but you let it dry before you put the ashes over it. Let the stuff kind of get hard. Let the stuff dry over. See, the wood is getting it dry. The fire getting it dry. And then you wash it, get some water, and just put it in a pan and just wash it. And it's stuff with butter and milk, butter and syrup and milk.
Mm.
It is good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear about that.
Yeah, that's just good. I'm going to cook another one. I'm going to cook one.
What do you call soft cornbread when it's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
I don't know that. Oh, light bread. Light bread.
Light bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you call a round, flat pastry about this big? Oops, this big.
I call it bon. Bon, don't you? Bon. Hamburger bon.
Oh, uh-huh. What about one with a hole in the middle of it?
Oh, muffin. Not muffin, but a donut.
And that's made with baking powder?
Yeah, it's made with baking powder.
Uh-huh. What about the same sort of thing if it's made with yeast?
That's called good. Light bread, don't you? Right?
Yeah. Do you ever call them crullers or bread donuts or raised donuts?
Raised donuts. Bread donuts.
And what do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a skillet and eaten with syrup?
Batter cakes. I call them batter cakes.
You're good at it.
I think they're good, too.
And what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
I'm going to say that again.
Okay. Meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked.
Salt bacon.
Salt
bacon. Call it bacon.
Oh.
Salt bacon.
Uh-huh. And what do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog gel?
Oh, we call it pressed meat.
Pressed meat.
I make that every year, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that a favorite?
Yeah, I love it, but I'm not supposed to be doing it myself.
Excuse me. Sure. That's okay.
Oh, good.
Well, Jim's going to ask you the questions, and I'm just going to listen.
Right. Okay, well, we stopped talking. See, I guess we were talking about pressed meat and bacon and things like that.
Yeah, no, pressed meat. I just love it. I shouldn't eat it.
Oh.
I just love it.
Okay, what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A cow. Spit. What? Pea.
A lot of people call it that. Other people call it kernel.
Mm-hmm.